as we shift focus back to college football. NC Central last season, they won the MEAC, going 10-2 last year. They also defeated Jackson State 41-34 in overtime in the Celebration Bowl, winning the HBCU National Championship. Also look at their roster coming up. They have, for this upcoming season, they also have returning quarterback and reigning MEAC Offensive Player of the Year, Davius Richard, is coming back as well. So it's an exciting time here in college football. I know we give a ton of attention to the ACC schools, App State, East Carolina, Charlotte. Don't worry, we're going to get into those schools a little bit later on. But I will say this, 2022 overall in the state of North Carolina was the best season of college football that we've seen. Between the ACC schools all making bowl games, with NC Central winning the Celebration Bowl, ECU getting to a bowl game as well, with a bunch of other schools in FCS making postseason, Gardner-Webb, Campbell had a great season, Davidson. A lot of schools had great years. But this is where we go now to bring in Trey Oliver, NC Central football coach, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold today. Now, before we get into the end of last season, Trey Oliver, and that in the the win.
Don't say anything, Victory.
And the win that we had against Jackson State. Before we get into the end of last season, let's actually go back to the start of the year, Trey Oliver. The Aggie Eagle Classic in Bank of America Stadium. How special was it to showcase that rivalry matchup between North Carolina A&T State versus NC Central in such a big spotlight?
I mean, that was very important for us. You know, obviously that's our big in-state rival. Mm-hmm. And they got the best of us the last 2 years. So, you know, it was important for us to get that win, especially in a venue like Bank of America Stadium and in front of all those fans, man. It was a electrifying atmosphere in the building. And, you know, whenever you get a win over your rival, it's a big thing.
That week was a showcase of college football in the state of North Carolina, in my mind, because we had the Aggie Eagle Classic. We had ECU hosting NC State. We had App State hosting UNC, all in that same weekend. How have you seen college football in the state of North Carolina continue to grow even further? It's always been a rich college sports state, but in terms of football, it seems like things have really taken off, especially over the last 5 years.
Yeah, we've kind of, you know, always been overlooked a little bit by the basketball conferences with the ACC and the CIAA and the MEAC, but we play some really, really good football here, and I think that's a testament to the coaches in the, you know, in the state with Mac Brown and Coach Elko and Coach Doran and those guys. So I think all of us play a really exciting brand of football, and you know, you look at our the attendance numbers and just the interest in football here in North Carolina has really grown.
Trey Oliver, NC Central football coach, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold today. Now, expectations for the season are pretty high, having won the Celebration Bowl last year over Jackson State. And it's easy for really anyone sitting back to sit back and look at the accomplishments. How do you, as a coach, what ways do you, as a coach, ensure players, and even for yourselves, your coaching staff, for you, that you're not resting on last year's results?
Well, yeah, we, you know, as a staff, we talk about it all the time, and we try to, you know, talk to our players about it. We have a whole lot of guys coming back, but at the same time, this year is a totally different team. You know, this is a whole different season from last year, and you know that last year is over with, and you know, hopefully we'll have some momentum going into the season. But whatever we did last year is not going to help us win this year. So it's a new season. We have to stay focused and pay attention and focus on details, the little things, and you know, we can't think about what we did last year and think that's going to win any games for us, because we know people are gunning for us this year.
What have you seen change in the program in terms of recruiting, whether it's boosters, donations to your program or to the athletic department as a whole? Having won the Celebration Bowl last year, what have you seen change tangibly in a good way for your program?
Well, the alum have been, you know, on board, and they've been so supportive. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the foreign players are always coming to our spring practices and throughout the summer, you know, just stopping in with their children and wanting to take pictures and with the trophy and just being around the staff. But as far as recruiting is concerned, you know, these high school coaches have been calling us back now.
Yeah.
2 years ago, you know, you call these coaches and then they might call you back, might not. But now I think that's like been the biggest difference is recruiting and us being able to get in the door for some places. And, with these high school coaches getting calling us back.
I know on your roster, you have a lot of players from the state of North Carolina on your roster. Why is it important that you try and find talent inside the borders of our state?
Because, you know, it's so much talent here in the state of North Carolina. I don't believe that we have to go out to Florida or Texas or California to go find talent. And then, obviously, when it comes to recruiting, it's all about building relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And when I can drive to Charlotte or drive to Raleigh or drive to Wilmington and be able to sit in a recruit's home and build a relationship with the parent, I think that makes all the difference in the world rather than, you know, me flying a kid in from California and spending the weekend with them. So building relationships is so important with the recruiting process. So I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, we have a gas tank philosophy. Wherever we can get to in the gas tank, that's what we're going to focus on. So primarily from Maryland to Atlanta is kind of like the area we focus. But, you know, it always starts in state first.
Plus, it doesn't hurt as well. Like, hey, we were just on ABC National Spotlight game. We just won an HBCU National Championship. I'm sure that doesn't hurt either. Not when you go into recruits' homes.
That helps a little bit.
That definitely does. Trey Oliver.
That definitely helps, especially when you got the big old ring on your finger.
Yeah, exactly, because that's a conversation starter right there. Definitely is. Trey Oliver, NC Central football coach, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Now, looking ahead to this season, you guys are headed out to Los Angeles. Week 3, you guys play at UCLA. You're playing in the Rose Bowl. How do you balance out not only focus on winning the game, because that's what obviously you're there to do, but you're also telling your players, I'm sure, hey, enjoy the moment. You're playing in a historic venue against a Pac-12 school. How do you balance that out with, hey, enjoy this experience, but still focus on winning? That's not an easy thing for coaches to handle.
Right, and, you know, wherever we go, usually whenever we go to the place that guys haven't been, we try to find something they can do, whether it's an educational experience or a social experience, where they can go and do something and see some things they've never seen before. So we'll go on Thursday when the guys can kind of have Thursday to hang out, and we'll take them around, you know, around L.A. and see some things. And then Friday will be business as usual. And then, you know, obviously Saturday is game day. But the big thing with playing teams like this is you can't beat yourself, and you got to give yourself a chance in the second half. So, you know, you got to battle your way through the first half to give yourself, you know, a chance in the second half to be in the game late. But you have to play at a very high level because UCLA is a very good program. So we just can't make mistakes, crazy mistakes, turning the ball over and dumb penalties that kill you.
Hey, take them to the Price is Right. Get tickets to the Price is Right. I recommend doing that.
That's out there?
Yeah, Burbank. It's right in the Southern California area. Burbank. Go to the Price is Right. See if you can get tickets to the Price is Right. I highly recommend doing
that. Well, I need to be on stage.
Get yourself on there. Do your best. I'll put some calls in for you.
Spin the big wheel. All that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Trey Oliver, NC Central football coach, joining us. Final question for you. We've seen the rise of HBCUs in terms of a national spotlight over the last few years. What is next for HBCUs to continue that climb and also to be in the national spotlight more?
Well, I think it's a process, and we, mm-hmm. you know, it's continue to do what we've been doing. We played a good brand of football in the HBCU at HBCUs for years now, and I think that with all the TV rights and you know, as many games that we're having that are going to be on TV now, you know, the nation can see the type brand of ball that we play. I've gotten so many phone calls and emails about that celebration ball, about, you know, how entertaining the game was. And it was just a really good brand of football. It wasn't a whole lot of crazy penalties and just sloppy play. And that's what we're about. So I think we just need to continue what we're doing. Obviously, it's about giving young men an opportunity to get an education and be able to play football on the next level. But it's just good that the nation can see us in our brand.
Trey Oliver, best of luck this season. Your season opens on September 2nd against Winston-Salem State in the maroon and gray game. Best of luck this year, and hopefully like to see you back in the Celebration Bowl representing the state of North Carolina and win another championship. Thank you for your time.
Man, thank you so much. Have a good day.